Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Rotatoes, how are you doing? It's Friday and I hope that you are well. I hope you also have had a glass of water today because water is important. I've been told by many, many people. And whenever I drink it, I feel good. So I'm inclined to agree with them. Just a quick one from me today to keep talking about Force of Extinction. I'm probably going to be talking about it all throughout May and June because it is launching in June. That is our Force of Extinction backer kit. It would be incredible to have some of you folks over there checking that project out. We've been pouring a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it, and it would mean the world to us if you wouldn't mind giving that just a couple minutes of your time to see if it's your jam. See if you and your friends might enjoy playing it as much as me and my team have over the last couple of years. But that's about it. For me, I will let you go ahead and start listening to episode 5. Take it away, past me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody. I am Jas William Cartwright, your game master. And Josephine was in the middle of doing something as I took an in-breath. But now we're here, but I want to know what Josephine needed to look at. Josephine, welcome back to the show. And what were you looking at?
Oh my God. is a silly little thing about how lions can they can jump 36 feet.
36?
And there's a great image of how fucking terrifying it would be if they could jump 36 feet into the fucking sky, leaping above giraffes.
36 feet is so high. That's so high.
It's truly one of my favorite images from Reddit ever.
Wow. it's incredible. So funny.
And who said that? Who is responsible for showing us this image from Reddit? Is it you, Edward Spence? Full and legal name?
I think it was Johnny.
It was me. It was a classic Johnny prank.
Whoa.
And the third and final rotator, it's of course our classic prankster, Johnny Kennedy.
How's it going? Classic prankster.
Just a real Beano kind of pranky, you know.
Getting an infusion? Whoa, it'd be funny if someone switched the blood type. Woo! You're going into anaphylactic shock, baby! Tachycardia, woo!
The kind of stuff Dennis the Menace used to do.
Yeah.
Explain, Beano.
Oh, it was...
We will... After this episode,
okay, yeah,
because I fear that we will go on another tangent if we start talking about Beano. It's already a good chunk past the recording. So, how's everyone feeling jumping into a mysterious and strange jungle? We good? Are we excited? Ready to go?
Emotional,
kind of sad knowing this is
set.
So sad.
Although. There is jazzy music playing right now, which does somewhat dampen that a little.
There is very, very jazzy music for this. So we'll switch up the jazzy music for something a little bit more disparate and sort of dystopian. And we'll go ahead and get into a recap. Take it away, me.
Deep Space Recap.
This is Vox Vinny purring to you on the Deep Space Dial. Ember took the wrong turn at reality and found herself on the Nightmare Express, a runaway train with her beloved Tundra tied to the tracks. After a coolant facial and some painful hands-on engineering, she grabbed the glitching heart of the engine and slammed the brakes on that bad dream. But not before it left her mangled and unconscious. Back on the rather ghostly ship, Sprocket found an old friend hidden in some cabbage and got the 411 on the whole ship's situation, and how every door has now become a loaded die. After a quick reunion, the party was summarily crashed by Brian 2, sans legs but full of malice, who was promptly retired by an execution-style firebolt from our favorite Minitor. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, the deck turned into the stage for some leg-on-leg kicking combat, complete with some time-rewind twists. And the finale, kittens? A little chat with the sentient tree, a leviathan on the scanners, and a final desperate dive into a jungle portal that cost Sprocket a horn. Now he and Ember are lost in the woods, with a spare pair of legs and the sound of something big bellowing in the dark. Don't forget, when the dark gets a little too much, roll high or roll into the void.
So, Sprocket, Ember, and the legs of Brian 1. You find yourself falling through a thick and dense canopy into a thriving jungle. The air is thick with humidity, and there is a strong chemical smell which seems to mix with sort of like a rusty, damp scent. Ember and Sprocket, you begin to feel a little lightheaded, in fact, as this gas, you would assume, is going straight to your head.
Oh!
I'm going to need all three of you to make me a dexterity saving throw as you tumble through this thick canopy of jungle.
That is 18 from me.
Same here!
Whoa, twinsies!
Oh, but you're definitely a disadvantage, though, I'm afraid, there, Brian. One, because you are just legs. The lack of opposable thumbs is a problem.
10.
I got a 20.
Brian 1, you land with a bit of a crack on a branch, a little ways down from your friends who have stopped and steadied themselves among some vines. And as you look around a little bit closer, you can see that these trees, whilst some of them resembling that of a normal tree, they do all appear to be made of metal, like towering pylons of corroded metal with sparking wires for vines. You see, below you, the ground is a mixture of squelching mud and oil slicks. Though the metal is not inorganic, this world lives and breathes just like any jungle would. You can hear, however, a distant buzzing, which just for a second takes your attention back up into the sky, and as you look, you can see that door ajar, just floating as if in midair, and something rather large seems to almost swim past that doorway as slowly it closes, leaving behind just a small little speck of a strange amorphous metal. However, as that buzzing gets that little bit louder and becomes almost deafening, you notice three bug-like creatures flying. Brian, you immediately recognize these hornet-like beings, completely made of metal, One of them flies straight through this tiny little blob of metal, which seems to latch itself onto this hornet's face, and it starts screaming and yelling as some distance away it goes down into a mixture of trees. And it is with this that I'm going to need a constitution saving throw for Sprocket and Ember, because whilst you did manage to stop yourself in this tree line, it does seem like this gas that's filling the air, this strange chemically smell, is slightly thicker the higher you go. So right now you are breathing in a very noxious gas. Brian, you don't need to, obviously. You do not breathe in air, so you're fine. If anything, it's kind of... You'll probably get a little buzz from this, because, like, you're getting fueled up.
17 on my end.
A dirty 20.
Ooh.
Okay. Both of you pass with flying colours. However, you do get the impression that if you were to stay here for any prolonged period of time, this would become essentially unbearable. And you would need to be making a lot of constitution saving throws.
A question.
Please.
Are these hornets also the buzzing and the hornets reminiscent of my time on the train?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay.
So, you're kind of caught up in these strange metallic vines, probably about 30 or so, maybe 40 or so feet off of the ground. And then you, Brian, one, are about 20 or so feet off of the ground, kind of... legs astride a branch, and and apologies, because you failed the dex save, you take 3 points of bludgeoning damage as both of your legs land either side of a tree branch, and you hear a
I would say, as this is happening and as the legs are kind of dangling either side, you just hear a whirring and a clicking and a kind of interior rearranging in this rusty robotic pelvis as they're just a
oh
my nuts,
and you just hear this very tinny voice coming out of essentially the crotch of this area.
Okay, I'm only getting like little glimpses and stuff, but hey, how's everyone doing? Well, also, where the hell are we?
Can you see? Where are you looking out of?
You see these two little wires just, like, poke out of the top, and you can see, like, tiny little, like, tiny, tiny bulbs just at the end of them, and they just kind of, like, wiggle around, kind of like flump eyes, just looking around, sort of moving independently of themselves. And,
yeah, no, my seeing's not great, but, hey, it's good to see the both of you again. I didn't think I would.
I just lost a horn, and I've been feeling quite sore about that, but I've got to say, Brian, you're adapting to this extremely well.
Oh, well, you know, I literally can't feel a goddamn thing, but,
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, Brian. Hey, Brian, you know you're missing half your body, yeah?
Oh, yeah, like, if I try and see through my actual eyes, I see darkness and shadow, and I try not to think about that too much, because otherwise I go dark places. But no, I'm with you guys, I'm good, I'm fine.
Wait, you just see darkness and shadow from your top hat? It would be great if we found you, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I can make do with this, for now, but, how are both of you?
Just to clarify how you're doing, both struggling to breathe a little bit. Just in case you wanted to do anything, totally up to you.
Can we have this conversation on the go? I'm feeling quite lightheaded, and it's not just about my horn.
Oh, no.
Absolute top form already.
Oh, Sprocket. And Ember just, like, I guess just noticed. Oh no, you're a little horn.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that little horn. I'm sorry.
You're telling me that's where I used to keep me lunch.
Oh, no. All right. Okay, wait. Oh.
A different thud as you hear a sandwich land on a like a leaf a little ways away.
Oh. Okay, all right. Should we, is there somewhere better that won't, you know, make the air taste like shit?
I think, Sprocket, you just know instinctively that, like, this gas is rising. So, essentially, the lower down towards, like, lower down to the ground you are, the thinner this gas would be. So, you'd have a much better time breathing if you were just down on the ground.
Basically. Oh, are we not on the ground yet?
Well, no one had said they were leaving the tree line, so I didn't want to sort of presume.
Valid.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you absolutely can make your way down, that's not a problem if that's what you want to do.
The world as you know it has ended. Welcome to the Evopocalypse. No one knows what caused this catastrophic ecological disaster, but in its wake, humanity is on the brink of extinction, and planet Earth has never been more alive. You and your fellow players are survivors, venturing out from desperate settlements with limited tools and dwindling resources. You must survive highly evolved predators and warped colossal creatures, with no memory of the animals they once were. But there is still hope. Together, you will explore the world you once knew, using your finely honed survival skills and repurposed weapons, not to mention mysterious and unpredictable resurrection technology. Hunt down the source of this disaster, even as it hunts you back. Force of Extinction is a brand new TTRPG that makes you feel like the post-apocalyptic hero of your dreams. Or nightmares. Be the first to face off against the Evopocalypse when the game launches this June on Backerkit. Go to forceofextinction.com to sign up today so you don't miss out.
Do we want to, like, swing down together?
Yeah, sure.
Is there a vine or something that'll hold us all and we can just, you know, hug?
Hey, grab a bit of plating from my pelvis. I promise it's not been any way you wouldn't like. but just take one.
All right. I just realized Sprocket's talking like he's just had a massive toke on a doobie. He's just like, yeah, all right, I'll do that. I'm just gonna,
I'll do that. I'll play it up.
And I'm going to, once you've peeled off a rusty part of me,
I'm taking the butt flat.
Hell yeah. I'm going to use an artificer infusion, and I am going to touch my pelvis against these, and I would like to...
I just spat coffee all over myself, Ed, for God's sake.
And I would like to... God, I can do so many. Hang on. I'm going to replicate magic item on both of those. And can I flavor this a bit so I can replicate cap of water breathing?
I'll let this be essentially like operate like a gas mask, so it will work with gas and noxious substances, but it won't work with water, as long as you're happy with that trade-off.
I'm so happy with that. As he just like touches it and just, all right, put my ass flap over your mouth and you should be fine. And you, Sprocket,
oh my God,
you get the box!
As you bring it up, it just sort of starts, like, sort of, like, the parts of the jagged metal start, like, reshaping themselves until it forms this kind of very comfortable kind of mask that sits.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It's quite heavy, I would imagine, but, like, it's still, it's comfortably and sort of well-made. Made with care.
You're really adopted the face mask.
Look, I got a great ass.
Sprocket suddenly looks jacked.
Yeah. Sprocket's a Minotaur. Sprocket is jacked.
Oh, yeah. Sprocket is already jacked. Yeah.
Apart from the limbs.
No, no, no. But okay, I imagined before Sprocket was like kind of like quite as like aesthetically jacked. Now Sprocket is just like barrel jacked. You know, it's just like just big round muscles.
Right. Yeah. We should probably keep going.
Amazing. So, as you make your way down to the base of this strange land that you have found yourself in, you land with a squelch as your foot sinks probably a couple of inches into the ground. And for the sake of clarity, this will count as difficult terrain whilst you are on this bottom level. It is extremely kind of sodden and very slippery for the most part. You almost, sort of slightly too perfectly, a piece of sort of rolled up parchment falls from the sky and just sort of bonks Sprocket on the head and sort of lands perfectly in your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, you got mail.
And as you unfurl it, you see a treasure map.
Ho-ho!
Very clearly a treasure map, complete with dotted lines and an X and little cartoon drawings of sea creatures off the coastline and all kinds of things. And at the top, it says, "The First Captain's Riddle. Where metal weeps a chilling tear and circuits memories rust, the limbless core, his engine cold, his steel heart turning to dust. Beyond his silence climb the heap where sleeping giants dream. There awaits, glitching, a chaos seed, a bright and broken gleam. Know this last, when all seems lost and fate has drawn you near, no mortal hands forged this hawk, nor forge of stellar fire. This ship was seeded in the void, a lonely dreaming spire."
Well, they crossed that bit out on the map, so we probably don't need to worry about that bit.
Yeah, there's a bit that just says you're all going to die, which has been crossed out. On the map, you see marked a few locations.
Oh.
There is the Coolant Falls. There is the Ziggurat. There is the Graveyard. And there is the Void Chrysalis Shipyard. And there's like kind of little dots and things like that. And very helpfully, there's a little red dot right in the center and a little arrow pointing to it. And it says, "You are here."
Oh, that was nice.
So, what the fuck?
Well, if somebody gave this to me and told me it was a technical drawing, I'd tell them to go, literally go back to the drawing board, because this is nonsense.
Oh, no, oh, really? It looks nice to me.
On the map, you see text suddenly appear in a very written, quite rushed font. Rude. Full stop.
Oh, wow, it can hear us. All right.
I think you did beautiful work. These drawings are so nice. And what impeccable timing. I was just wondering, where the heck are we?
Rude gets crossed out and "thanks, sweetie" appears. Full stop.
Oh.
And then another arrow appears where it says the red dot and it says "you are here."
Okay. Well, Sprocket, you got the map.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I mean, listen, it says we're sleeping giant's dream. I mean, you know, you're not going to get much bigger than a Void Chrysalis Shipyard, are you? And it says dream, not lie dead. So I'm thinking that would be my first port of call. But then do we need to do these in order? Because sleeping giant's dream is in the middle.
Right, where metal weeps a chilling tear and circuits memories rust. Is that the Coolant Falls, perhaps?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
So then the Ziggurat. Okay, so Sleeping Giant's Dream, Graveyard, and Brian is sort of craning his pelvis over your shoulder to look at the map. But as he's kind of looking down at it, these little wires across at it. Okay, so Falls is the chilling tear. Ziggurat is the graveyard.
Wait, no. Ziggurat is the dream and spire, right?
What is a ziggurat?
Isn't it a tower?
It's like a big stone thing.
Oh, right.
I read.
Like, okay, yeah. All right. It's just I don't smoke, so.
Well, I mean, one at a time. We can try tier and see if that's any kind of waterfall thing, and we can go from there.
You hear from behind you a awful screeching sound. It is not screech made by a organic creature. It is the sound of two pieces of rusted metal being forcibly rubbed one against the other.
Ooh.
As you turn around, you see shambling towards you these skittering dog-sized scrap metal creatures, seemingly held together by coils of barbed wire. They're the only thing that feels like it's keeping this thing together. Some parts which you assume are limbs, though all of them, as there are five, all of them taking on different shapes, maybe resembling slightly different organic forms. One trying, it seems, to look like some sort of cat, the other perhaps taking on more of a dinosaur-like shape. But all of them with these glowing red eyes as they emerge through this thick undergrowth. This same screeching metal sound. Can you, Brian, go ahead and roll me a history check, please?
Oh, I thought you were just going to make Brian roll initiative. Like, you stay, we'll go.
They've got no beef with the sentience. You're sentient, but you know what I mean. With the flesh, wow. flesh ones. Oh, whoa. My God, meat suits.
Wow, Sprocket, wow.
Meat suits.
You said Brian's not sentient?
No, wow.
Well, I got an 18, so...
Brian, you have, from a distance, seen these creatures before. These are creatures that the Embrium chose at a certain point, but then they have largely lost most of it. So they are sort of hanging, essentially, by a thread to any level of... their whole kind of being and creation, like essence, is essentially falling apart. Most people just refer to these as rust monsters because they are very, they all take on such random and different shapes. And the one thing that you know more than anything is that they really, really want to eat anything metal. Consuming metal, especially if it has a current running through it, is basically the only way that they can sustain themselves.
Hey, folks, if we can make a decision real quick, because, good boy. Hey, good boy. Can we run, please?
Yeah, let's go to the falls.
And this pair of legs just, flies past you both, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You are currently in difficult terrain, and as these things start to move, you see that they do not appear to be impeded by this terrain. So is anyone doing anything? We essentially have a round at the top here, and how this round goes will determine whether we go into combat or not.
Who wants to get scooped up?
Probably Brian.
Okay, Brian starts running. I'll scoop him up on the way.
Scoop?
I'm scooping, putting on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I assume I got the crotch loudspeaker right in my ear, too. Makes for good communication, and you can see well.
These two little eyes just either side of you, like...
If you can help in another way, I was just going to use my legs, my mobile legs, which means when I dash, I ignore difficult terrain, something like that.
That's what you'd hope.
The difficult terrain doesn't cost me extra movement.
It doesn't. There we go. Okay, so Ember's booking it. Sprocket, you are currently being outpaced by your friends.
Yep, I'm going to start running, but I have a cunning plan, which is I want to cast Alter Self so I look like a clanker to try and draw them away, because they're not going to eat me, I hope.
Yeah.
So basically, I look, I still look largely like myself, but I now look like I'm a construct. I'm like an iron bull, just like blah, 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 blah.
So this is, this. You're going like Kingdom Hearts rules, where you've just appeared in this world, and now you look exactly, like you look as if you fit in, with the kind of rusty...
And there's like steam just constantly belching out of my nostrils. And sparks coming out of where my horn was.
Love it. Do you want to keep the sort of theme ongoing, and you could be wrapped up in barbed wire as well, just to sort of blend in with these creatures a little?
Yeah.
I'm going to say go ahead then and roll me a deception check. This won't be a particularly high DC, because I think neither are they clever. This is more a case of sort of, are they going to try and sniff you out, essentially?
Okay, well, I just got a 7, but you did say during the arc bark, and I can't remember why, but you said that I could start with inspiration.
Oh, yes. Very well remembered.
Don't remember why, but...
You made a good joke, and I can't remember exactly what it was either, but the audience will, because they'd probably just listened to that episode.
That's a 6, so that's worse.
I'm going to roll for them. I will let you know that they are not particularly intelligent.
Okay, great. Because otherwise I've just altered myself and then turned around and gone, I'm organic.
But you said that they like eating metal stuff, right?
Yeah, but they also don't eat each other. So that's the play here.
Oh, no, I was trying to look like food. I was trying to draw them off.
Oh.
I'm just trying to look tasty so they don't go after Brian.
Oh.
Oh.
But also, I mean, if they also then accept me as one of their own, bonus, I guess.
Well, they did roll a 15 minus 3. For a 12. So unfortunately that does still pass.
Certainly higher than a 7.
But this is interesting. I think the way it probably passes is that there was 5 of them. I think 3 of them peel off and are just sort of investigating you for a minute. And then you can sort of, we'll come back to you and see how you deal. But they're kind of, you're kind of currently doing Chris Pratt in Jurassic World.
Yep. Great.
Just sort of holding your hands up. And there are 2 more still in pursuit of you, Ember, though you're kind of keeping good pace. Can I ask who has the map?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, but I looked at it.
Real good.
You did look at it.
So did I.
Did you take note of which way, did you take any attention to which way was north, east, west, south? An insane order to say those things.
Oh, this is such a funny part where like stats come in, because like perception through the roof, intelligence down real low,
not so much. Yeah, real low. Real
I think
low.
She saw everything on the map.
Hmm.
Well, she. You know what? I could roll survival. She actually does have high survival.
Here's what I'll let you do. So you're running in a little bit of a panic right now, away from these creatures.
To be fair, I do think she's found herself running away in a pit, like avoiding.
Oh yeah, this isn't new for Ember for sure. this is absolutely not new for Ember. So go ahead and roll me a survival check. And because this isn't new, I won't make you roll disadvantage.
Thank you.
No, I'm so kind.
23.
Ooh, okay. So what I was going to do was have you roll just a straight d4 to determine which way you were going to go.
Direction.
to determine your direction. Because you rolled so well, I'm going to say that you can basically pick whether you want to go east or west. And the thing that I'm basically going to say here is that you know 100% the Coolant Fools was definitely either east or west.
Okay, as we're running. You hanging in there, Brian? I need you to do me solid. East or west? What's your fave?
Oh, I've always been more of a west side guy. But
west side it is.
Oh, okay.
And you take a strong pivot westerly. And you keep running. Not in combat, but still being pursued. Though you think if you were to sort of, as long as you keep it up, you'll put some distance between you and these creatures.
I'm getting worried. Do you think Sprocket's okay?
Hey, he's one of the truly one of the strongest Minotaurs I've ever met. the only one, but the strongest one that I've ever met. He's going to be fine.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask Josephine and Edward Spence to take off your headphones, please, because you ain't there.
This is my first one of these.
It is your first one of these. Sprocket, you are currently staring at these three shambling creatures that are looking at you rather quizzically. Their bodies kind of really, truly, and now you're up close, you can see, I think as someone who loves and cares for constructed beings, this is probably somewhat painful for you to look at, as they do look like their existence is painful. What would you like to do? They're definitely not attacking, but you get the feeling that if you were to turn your back and run, they might take that as a sort of threatening sign.
Okie dokie. How much do they look like they weigh?
But pretty heavy. They're literally made of like dense amounts of scrap metal. Yeah, they're pretty heavy. They're not like huge. They're only sort of, you know, like an Alsatian sized.
The size of a German Shepherd. Okay.
Yeah, only the size of a German Shepherd made of metal.
Well, this is terrifying, and I have done this to myself, and I'm also I'm kind of tapped out on magic. I've got like some spell slots left. I'm going to try a little gambit here.
Okay.
I would like to cast Levitate on myself. And sort of rise up in a kind of, I want to make out that I'm some kind of like authority, dare I even say deity figure.
Deity-like figure, yep.
Yes,
yep.
And basically try and persuade them that like though they are not for eating.
Okay.
I don't know if I speak what if or whether they even rust. Have languages. Yeah, I don't know if I speak Rust.
Okay. You rise up into the air. Using a levitate, I'm going to give you advantage on this roll, and I'll let you pick. This can either be persuasion, performance, deception. I'm kind of happy with any of those, really. They might have slightly different outcomes depending on which one you pick, but generally it's going to be, you know.
I'm going to go with persuasion. I want to just be like, call the others off and leave them alone. They're under my protection, basically. I kind of imagine like Sprocket just opens his mouth and does a really bad impression of a dial-up modem. Like, yeah. Okay, so the first one is 18. Second is lower than that. 13. 18.
You see as they also cock their heads back and immediately start emitting a very similar sound. A little antenna comes out of one of their mouths, kind of pokes its way out a little bit like a xenomorph's inner mouth. A little antenna comes out and you watch as the other two seem to return to you, and they're all kind of staring up at you, looking quite in awe, really, of this.
Okay. This is going to be tricky in terms of, like, the alter self stuff. But, like, I would like to dig into my, like, hinge down my one remaining horn and have a good dig around in there for, like, something I can give them to eat while I make my levitated escape.
Yeah.
Kind of almost want to, like, have a bag of, like, really high quality, like, washers.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. That's still got like a little bit of grease on them.
Of the best grease, yeah. You know. Like, yeah. I would go so far as to say that for Sprocket, these have sentimental value. Like, these are his favorite washers. Like, he's got other ones that he uses for just like any old job, but when he's fixing something up that he really wants to sing, these are the washers he's, and he's gonna just scatter them like birdseed.
Okay. I'll say that with your 18, this absolutely works. They kind of run off and dive into the mud, kind of chasing after these delicious little morsels, and definitely gives you a moment where they are no longer paying any attention to you.
Great.
So what would you like to do?
I would like to levitate away from them backwards like I'm Homer Simpson disappearing into a hedge.
Absolutely perfect.
Just like...
away from them. Incredible. Okay. Which direction would you like to head?
Is there any way I can work out where the others have gone?
So, here's the thing. you know the direction they went in, but you can already see it's because it's so boggy. There are not many much in the way of tracks.
Okay.
If you roll survival, and it's going to be a pretty high DC to try and basically like track any like disturbances through, because it's also there was two of these things barreling after them as well. So the path they took is pretty disrupted, basically.
Okay, great. This is going to, I mean, I'm a minus two on survival, so let's see how this goes. But wait, I also have advantage for some, according to my character sheet, I also have advantage on this. So I have advantage on a minus two check.
And a minus two. Wild. It must be like a Minotaur thing.
Maybe. Yeah. So that's either seven or six. I'll go east, please.
Marvelous. You head east towards the Coolant Falls.
Oh. Oh, that couldn't be better. Okay, great.
Oh, love it. Okay.
Should I take my headphones off and are we bringing them back in?
Yes, yeah. If you take your headphones off and then we'll get the other two back in. So, you, as you're running, you notice, probably after a couple of minutes have passed, and you're kind of jumping over fallen trees and moving, you know, sparking vines, like wire vines out of the way, and sort of like hacking your way through with parts of your sword, this dense jungle, probably dodging out of the way of all manner of other creatures who are sort of bearing you less mind. You notice that after a couple of minutes that these creatures are no longer following you.
Oh.
They seem to have fallen away. Almost completely. So, are you going to carry on and you're heading, or are you, what would you like to do?
It looks like the coast is clear. I don't think they're following us, but, I mean, what about our guy?
I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't really even know what this is, but, I think if we forge forward, we got a good chance of solving whatever this is, but if we want to do it together, we go back, but I think, and if you could see a pelvis hesitate, you would. But as it just sort of cocks a little bit, it just look. I made a promise, and the promise has to do with it has to do with you. And I said that I would
Wait, what are you talking about?
Look, I need to make sure that you're kept safe, and I think we should continue going.
Hold on. I take these legs and I turn them so that I'm looking directly into the pelvis. Brian, what on earth makes you think that out of all of this combination, I'm the hired muscle? I'm the one here to protect y'all.
The pelvis kind of shifts awkwardly, but looking at you with its two wires. And he shrugs his hips.
Look, I know I can't do much, but, like, I made a very real promise that I was gonna make sure that you found, that you found Tundra. And I'm gonna make sure that happens, and I gotta... No, don't the binary shit me. No. Hey, I'm being deadly serious.
Okay? I can tell.
Look, I may be talking out of my ass right now, but I'm so...
Oh my god.
So real right now.
I can tell, I can tell. I've never felt hips so rigid. I can tell. You're standing straight with
they
me right now.
They don't lie.
No, they don't. God damn. Well, who'd you promise?
Oh, the little vampire head guy. But I guess what I'm saying is Sprocket will find...
Lucian?
Yeah, but what I'm saying to
okay,
you...
Okay, all right.
Look, hey.
Hey, what?
I will find Sprocket. But we need to press on. We're just losing time, okay?
Look, I'm going to find Tundra no matter what.
Yeah, I know you are, but, you know, I'm going to shimmy along a little bit.
I don't leave people behind.
Look, okay, it's up to you.
And you're just legs, Brian.
Oh.
Right now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
If you're going to fight me on this.
I'm just legs, and he kind of crosses his legs. And yeah, no,
no,
it's fine.
Brian, I didn't
legs.
Mean it. No, I
no,
didn't,
no, no, it's okay.
I didn't mean. I'm just saying you're being a little testy with me, and I just don't think you have a lot of ground to stand on.
Look, I've said my piece, and he raises his feet in surrender, and I've said my piece. You do what you do. You're steering us.
Well, no, no, I want this to be a team effort. I just cannot have me. I was hired to protect y'all, and do you see how, like, I would be doing a terrible job if I just let y'all just flip that around and somehow think that I'm the one you need to get out of here? That's not how this works. I'm here to keep y'all safe, and I swear that's what I'm gonna get done. I'm good at what I do. Look, okay, I think Sprocket is extremely capable. And maybe the smartest thing to do is to just meet at a rendezvous point. We said we were going to meet at the falls, right? We said we were going to go there.
Yeah.
And I do want your input. I'm sorry I said you're just legs.
Oh, it's okay. I think I got one more trick up my pants. Let me just...
Yeah, so much up there.
I'm going to infuse my last item as from between his cheeks.
My God. You can't call them cheeks. You're metal. That's
between just, I, flaps.
No, I knew between flaps was the only other option, and it wasn't better. No.
A pile of wires and bulbs. And,
Brian takes a shit on the floor.
Yeah, just... And from out of this, it sort of begins to, like, form as this tiny homunculus servant, this tiny construct.
Oh, no.
Appears, and just like, hey, all right, what you need? All right, okay, little guy. I need you to go and find our friend Sprocket, and I need you to tell him to go, where we say, we can give him the third location, and then we can meet the third place, and then that's it, right?
Just tell him to go west.
Okay, hey, little guy, go find little Minotaur guy, and go, he's probably around the same height as you.
Hey, just real quick, what, which way, you said go find him, what do you expect? Do you think I just have a fucking GPS? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so what I need from you,
you got
guy,
a Holman beacon on this guy?
Brian Jr. Brian yeah. Jr. Please,
yeah.
I need
Daddy.
Follow, son. Follow our footsteps.
Okay, Daddy-o.
And then either don't break eye contact, and then
either look. Distracted. The first time I've seen this place before, it's pretty crazy, you know what I mean?
You are so cute.
Thanks so much, sweetheart. Gotta say, you got really nice eyes.
So glad that's what you said.
Okay. Brian Jr., yeah. Eyes up here, okay?
Yeah.
So,
I can't tell, because you're only half of the Brian that I know and love.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, and I love you too. But, okay, go and look for a tiny Minotaur guy, or go look for some hoof prints, and then tell him to go west, okay?
I feel like you've given me not much to go on here.
What is your survival? Or what is the survival... What is the wisdom of the homunculi, if you can?
So that is... the wisdom is a 10, so a flat 0.
Flat 0, okay.
The same as his dad.
Can I also attempt to, like, describe some of the things that we passed, things I clocked on the way, and, like, sort of... the route that we went.
As you're describing them, he goes,
yeah, a tree, yeah, vines, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of those. I don't feel like that's particularly unique.
No, there were some particular ones, you know?
roll me a history check with disadvantage.
There were, like, some different colored ones that you could keep track of as we were going, you know?
Roll me a history check with disadvantage as you try to describe... parts of a jungle as distinctive.
2. Yeah, but like some of the leaves were like a little more like ooh, you know? Have you ever seen some leaves that
did
are like
did you just say ooh? What is this, Broadway?
Little ooh leaves and little ah leaves.
Well, I'm gonna see if I can find myself a little way leaves, because right now I got nothing to go on.
Ooh! Brian Jr. rolled a natural 20.
Hey, that's my boy! That's my boy!
I want you to know, I think I've got this, but it's nothing to do with you twos, okay?
Well, yeah, no.
Brian Jr. takes off in a dead sprint.
Wow. Brian, I've spent a lot of time between cheeks and I ain't ever seen anything come out like that.
They grow up so fast, don't they? Okay, let's go.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you'd like to hear more, please check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound designed by the wonderful Oliver Moore. And your cast for this arc is Josephine McAdam, Johnny Chiodini, and Edward Spence. And me, your GM. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.